This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Karbonis. Parsha of the Karbonis, the Chumash of Karbonis, begins with Vayikra El Moshe. Vayidaber Hashem Eilav Mi'oil Moyid Lema. Rashi already points out that Vayikra is different than Vayakar. By Bilam, the Lashon is Vayakar. Vayakar Elikim El Bilam. Meshe Rabbeinu Vayikra. The Eibishter calls Vayakar means that he comes upon. That's by Bilam. That's when the Eibishter has to come as a nevuah to a person like Bilam is Vayakar. Mashen came when he comes to Meshe Rabbeinu, it's Vayikra, he calls him. It's a Lashon of Chiba. The Balaturim Yedua points out that actually the Aleph of Vayikra is an Aleph Zira. It's a small Aleph. Says the Balaturim, why is it a small Aleph? Because actually Meshe Rabbeinu wanted to write Vayikra. From humility, he was humble. So he wanted to write the same way he stayed by Bilam. Hat Rabbeinu Shalom gesagt, nee, me muss schreiben, as ewig ich sag. I told you to write Vayikra. So he got away with it by making a small aleph. So he sagt the Balaturim, famous Balaturim, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to write on himself Vayikra, but rather Vayakar, the way it's by Bilam. And that was because he was a tremendous onav. Meisha was tremendous onav mikolodom, humility. Davkashe is yedua. Is this the first time in the Torah it says Vayikra? Hashem el Meisha. It's not the first time. As a matter of fact, by Kabbalah HaTorah already it says Vayikra Hashem el Meisha. That the Rebbeinu Shleilam calls Meisha. So why? Here, did Meisha find it the place to write Vayakar, and therefore he wrote a small aleph? This is a kasha that the Mefarshim deal with. This is not the first Vayikra Hashem El Meisha that it's written in the Torah. So why here, now, is there an issue that Meisha wants to write Vayakar, and the Rebbeinu Shalom tells him write Vayikra, and he makes an aleph Zeira? Kipshute, the simple pshat, L'chayu would be, it's the beginning of a chumash, it stands out, it's so clear, Vayikra Hashem El Meisha. No. So he decided to do it here. Ablamaisa by Kabbalah Satei Reichet, that's also a big maimed, that's also very parsha that everybody noticed. So there it should have been also Vayikra, the Aleph Zira and the Ganze Shakla Vataria, the give and take between the Rebbeinu Shlomo and Meshe Rabbeinu. So the kasha stands, why here? Habesa, if I may, I'd like to say a pshat. And I think that Meshe Rabbeinu used this as a hakdamah to the parsha of Karbonis. The Chumash Vayikra deals with Karbonis. Moshe Rabbeinu understood the essence of the Karbonis, and he taught it to us through a lesson of Vayikra, Aleph Zeira, Hachna, humility, to be humble. If you look at the Rishonim discuss what is the reason for Karbonis, and this would take an extensive shir to discuss all the time and all the reasons that are brought in the Rishonim. Tam ha-karbonis, why we bring karbonis, from the Rambam, to Psajit Goyin, v'chule, v'chule, so many different reasons. What stood out to me was a lashon of a Rabbeinu Bechaye. Rabbeinu Bechaye says, al derech ha-pshat, tam ha-karbonis, this is on Pasuk Tes, yia, ki yechta osho mitzad ha-yetzahara netuaboy, If a person, unfortunately, will sin, he'll do an Aveira. It's the Eitzahara. Roy Eloi, she is nachem. He should feel bad. It should bother him. He should have a retribution why he did it. Misnachem, he should feel bad that he did it. And Yakir v'yizboinein b'pchisus atzmai u'b'erech roimus ha'odin yisala shehimras piv. Karbonis is a whole, it's a workout, so to speak. Psychological workout. Person brings a carbon. It's not stam at length, a carbon. Carbon had to have an effect on a person. And what was the effect that was supposed to do on the person? That it was supposed to be that he should be mizboinein b'pchisus atzmai. He should start to realize how small he is. And how great the Rebbeinu Shleilam is. Asher himle es piv. That he went against the Rebbeinu Shleilam's word. So according to the Rabbeinu Bechaya and many other Rishayim follow, as I soon will show you a Lashna V'chinuch soon, Hachna, humility. A person brings a carbon, if I may use the words, it was a humbling experience. And that was the essence of carbon. The essence of carbon was iskarvus to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, it's klar in the Rishayim. And when a person's a chayta, there's geus. A lot of it has to do with that he forgets the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And that's merachik the person. Because he becomes a meshukitz, a metuiv. The Rebbeinu Shleilam does not like gvalev. The Rebbeinu Shleilam distanced himself. Throughout Chazal we find the Rebbeinu Shleilam distanced himself from a person who has gveus halev. So the iskarvus, when he comes close to the Eibishter, it's derech achna, it's with humility. And so properly so, Moshe Rabbeinu, understanding what a korban is, he decided, here is the place to teach korbanis, with the olive zeira, with the idea of a person should be humble. Who is he comparing himself to? To Bilam? The Bilam he's comparing himself to. Tell me there's no middle ground. I should say, Bilam binich. Is that what Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to say? I want to use the same lashon like it says by Bilam. Hey, Shatim, you don't know the Mishnah. There's a chilek between Talmid of Shalarin and Talmid of Shal Bilam and Talmid of Shal Avram. You're comparing yourself to Bilam. And the answer is, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us that a person, he has to have such achna. And we'll soon discuss this. What level of achna? Like Bilam? Compare yourself to Bilam? We'll discuss this in a few moments. But appropriately so, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that the olive zeira, the lesson of the olive zeira is here. Vayikra, that the Rebbeinu Shleilam calls him, I want to write Vayakar, as if it was written like by Bilam. You know, Rabbi say there's an interesting Rashi in the beginning of the parsha. Rashi says, Vayikra, every time the Rebbeinu Shleilam calls Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Vayikra, l'chol dibrois, u'l'chol amirois, u'l'chol tzivuyim, kodmo kriya, l'shel chiba. So whenever the Rebbeinu Shleilam calls Moshe Rabbeinu, derech chiba vayikra. It's interesting, the Medrash gives a different reason. Rashi doesn't bring this Medrash. The Medrash says, from here we learn out, vayikra, any Talmud Chacham she'en b'idas nevela teve heimenu. Yata maitha. Vayikra. You're called. Then you come in. You come in, I say, you know, two places we have in Chazal. First of all, even the Kohen Gadol, when he had to come into the Kodesh HaKodashim, he had to announce his arrival. Nil, the Pameinim, Weismindach, no? The Elam knows Chumash Baruch Hashem. The Gemara even says that the Eibishter hates someone who walks into his house without first announcing that he's coming. You don't just come barge in. There's a certain Derech Eretz. And Chazal called this She'ein Boy Das. She can say, "Ein Boy Das," and Avelu Teve Menu. And he's still a Talmud Chacham. Something's wrong here. Could he be a Talmud Chacham? And Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, "I don't want to be an Avelu." Yeah? Therefore, Vayikra El Moshe, I'm waiting till I'm called. So the Talmud Chacham has no Das. If he's not called, what Das are we referring to? But he has no Seichel Anshkin. And Nevela Teve Menu. What's the pshat? So in the Sefer Zera Shimshon, he's marich on this kasha. But before we address the Teretz, why here? L'chol Tzivuyim, L'chol Amiris, Vayikra El Moshe, all of a sudden again, this becomes the place to learn that you have to have Das to be called and you don't go on your own. Why here? He was always called every time Rabbi Hashem called him, so we should learn from here and other places as well that every time you're called, you come, and if not, you don't come. So what's Vayikra here, Bedavka? The idea of an Avela, Teve, Amen, of the Chazal, why is it learned from over here? So the Zera Shimshon, I don't think I can go through the whole thing right now. It's good I look it up over there. But he brings an interesting chazal. Chazal say, "Kol mi shein boidas osur l'rachim olav." Famous Gemara. Frekter, if he has no das, adirav, muzbrah over rachmanis afem. Fakert, it's only then he becomes a rachmanis. Osur l'rachim olav. What does it mean? So he brings some interesting Marsha, Rabbi Yisrael. Marsha says, "Ein bei das." He doesn't have das to understand that the Rebbeinu Shloilam is the one that gives everything. Ein bei das. He doesn't understand that the Rebbeinu Shloilam is above and he is just a mekabel from the Rebbeinu Shloilam. So what does this person do? He uses his own seichel to do business, and he thinks, "Ah, I'm smart, I'm this, I'm that." And then he loses all his money, Zakta Masha. So also l'rachim olav. Why? Because ein bei das. Which das doesn't he have? He doesn't have das to understand that the Rebbeinu Shloilam fit the welt. That's the Ein Bei Das. And why is it the Vela Teve Menu? Says the Zera Shimshon Avada. Ahunt Efashtet Kein Zachnisht. And he says even another very Tifa Deher. Beautiful word. You know, in Nevela, what's the reason for Nevela? And the answer is Shaloyla Kapeas Char called Beria. Because the Nevela goes to the Kelev. So the Nevela is the lesson of the Zera Shimshon that the Rebbeinu Shloilam takes care of everybody. And you don't have the Das to understand that. So the Mela Osir L'Rachim Olav Tom Misham Rachman Isafat. That's what they say. Meir Dikereid Kol Mi She'ein Bei Das Osir L'Rachim Olav. The Das that we're referring to is the Das as the Rebbeinu Shloilam is above. Now we start to understand that when a person is a chayta, what does he do? He forgets the Eibishter. He forgets that the Rebbeinu Shloilam is Ayimid al Gabov. I saw the Taimed Dvaira says a Meirid Dikazach, an eye opener. I never realized this until now. He says, take a look at the chesed of the Eibishter. While a person's doing the Aveira, the Rebbeinu Shloilam still giving him life. The Rebbeinu Shloilam should say, Avemens Cheshbin. Ich give dir Leben. I give you life. Geist und Tast, tust Averis. What's the pshat? So he says that a person, when he realizes that the Rebbeinu Shloilam is a mative and a noisin and a giver and a doer, could you imagine while you're doing the chet, he's still being mative with you and he's still giving you? It's unbelievable. It's a mayudik at the hair. The time of virus. It's a mayudik at the hair. So he says, oy bazay, ein bay das, means that the chayta, when he does his avera, he's lacking the das that the Rebbeinu Shloilam fit the welt and the Rebbeinu Shloilam tut and the Rebbeinu Shloilam git. You know, there's a lashon of the chinuch that they say in mitzvah tzadikei. Yesh seiris lelev b'karben ha-behemus. What's the reason for behema, karben behema? The person and the behema is actually the same. The only difference between the two is the seichel. Is das? Das seichel. Avuz del seichel. And since he goes out, says the chinuch from the gedder of seichel, he becomes a behema. And Mela, the Rebbeinu Shloim says, take the behema and burn it. It's a chinuch. Burn the behema in zich. Burn the behemoth in you. Very, very strong language. But I say zok the chinuch. The Rebbeinu Shloilam vil, as him is all fashtein, a behemoth, hot seichel, who is dein seichel? Where is your seichel when you did this aveira? Now we understand why Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us a meira de kezach. A yikra, el Moshe. Sagan Chazal, he was waited to be called. And why is he waited to be called? Because called Tamil Chacham Shein by Das Nevela Toive. Now we start to understand the Nevela is Toive. Even the Nevela gives Das. Even the Nevela gives so Fashtein as the Rebbeinu Shloilam fit the Vel. So Vayikra El Moshe, he calls to Moshe. What is he calling? Like the Medrash says, Hachna, Vayokar, Vayikra. So Moshe understands that the Hachna, the Yisoid, he has to also, Vayikra, has to have Das. On Das, on Seichel, on Hachna, on Anova, the person can't reach anything. The escarvus to the Rebbeinu Shloilam has to be through this inyan that a person has achna, a korban. It's an inyan of achna, and then we have lessons of achna, tremendous lessons of achna. A person without achna means he lacks seichel. There's an interesting story in the Reb Shimon Shkap. There's a sefer on Reb Shimon Shkap. He brings something very interesting which caught my eye years ago. That when Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, took his bechina by Reb Shimon, when he left differently than all other bachrim. The door had a hinge that would close by itself. The door had a hinge that it was possible to close by itself. So Reb Shimon, you know what's said in the Bachas, you know, tell him Mishkaich for the Shmuz, for the Vitaira, and the Bacha would leave and let the door slam. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky left and he closed the door behind him, didn't let it slam by itself. Reb Shimon saw in that Eved Zayin HaGadol B'Torah. He has the das, the anivus, the achno, the menschlichkeit. On azad das kemen verstehen Teisus. Zay hat Reb Shimon Shkab gesagt, that Reb Shmuel is after. But you say sometimes it's not big things, it's small nuances of another, of midas, of sensitivity, of feinkeit, where the das makes the difference. The chayta, why don't we come to the chayta and say to him, the aveir itself? Why are we looking in the rishonim to find what's the pshat in a carbon? A carbon, you did an aveira, so they're up kasna padal and bring a carbon. Why don't we look at it that way? No, it's got to be more. It's got to be deeper. It's got to be that the person walks away and he says, Aminut, Avuz given mein seichel. Avuz given mein das. How did I do the aveira? Not what I did. Where was my seichel that I did it? No. Why don't the Rishonim just come and say, you did an aveira? You know how much a behema cost? It's a knas. You know, I remember I had different rabbeim over the years. Some rabbeim would say, you did this, a knas, finished. You do this, you get a knas. Fine. Wasn't that fine? Especially if you're a bachi, you're on an allowance. You would get a fine. Then I had a Rebbe who was a meridik of mechanech. He would give the knas. As soon as you gave the knas, he would sit you down and explain to you why you got the knas and how to correct it for the future, that you shouldn't get this knas. The person brings a carbon. The Rishonim are trying to teach the person not to do the Aveira again. What caused you to do the Aveira? What was lacking in your understanding of Dalif Nemiyat Oimid? You're standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. What made you not understand that? You know what they say when you're in a car, and there's a blind spot. What was your blind spot that you were able to do this aveiru? And the answer is, you lack tachna. You lack the proper, like the loss of Rabbeinu Bechaya, that you were mamra, the Rabbeinu Shleilam, who did so much chesed to you. You overlooked something. And that becomes the lesson of the carbon. Just to bring a carbon and to not understand or be taught how to correct it, and you didn't learn anything. Moshe Rabbeinu says the ikar yisoid of all of this is hachna. 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 Humility. When a person has humility, when a person's humble, he's able. He's able to take in all the mussar. And he's able to learn and to change his ways, and so to get close to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Besides for the fact that Achna is one of the Darkei Atshuva, the Rambam brings it, Rabbeinu Yoina brings it, to be Mavral Amidis, Achna becomes a chelik of Tshuva, like it says clearly, Mavirin Lo Kol Pshav, the kapor of the carbon needed that there should be with Achna. And I want to point out something interesting. Bali Musser speak in great length on how one achieves another. Obviously, it's not an easy feat to accomplish. You see, all the Bali Musser, the greatest of the Bali Musser, the Mesil Shisharim and the Talmud Vayrin, they all talk, how does one achieve another? And each one has their own protocol. It's interesting. I see the Mesillas Yesharim, famous in all the yeshivas, they teach it. It's Haragilis Fehahiz Baininis. Perik Chav Gimel, Darke Knias Anava. Thought. You see? A person can't just become an Anav. He can't just become humble. It takes a workout. It takes a lot of avoid. And the Rabbeinu Yonah and Mesillas Yesharim says, the first thing is you have to margal atzmi mat ma'at b'snaig b'shiflus al aderesh zacharnu yeshivas mekayim esabchusim v'leches b'sayif achevra lilvayish begadim tznuim. External humility. Ramban even says the way you talk in the famous Igeres Ramban, to talk humbly, v'nachas l'chaladam, that's an external avoida. Externally, a person trains himself to do and to become an anav. But then he says, there's a second part of it, and that is his baininess. And the question is, what should you be mizbainin in? And this becomes a big machlaikis. Many, many svarim. What should you be mizbainin? The classic thing of being mizbainin, of course, is you have to remember, lan atahaylech, that a person doesn't live forever, and so on and so forth. That's quite depressing. We all know the famous verse from the Kotzka. The Kotzka said, the Gemara says there's three ways for a person to stay away from Avera. The first thing is Yikra Kriya Shema. If the Yitzhar comes to me, should be Kriya Shema. The second way is that he should go into the Beis Medrash. And the third way is Yask Eliyoyim Amisa. And the Kotzker asks, so why don't we just go to the third one, which is seems to be the one that definitely works. Right? The Yaskil Yayim HaMisa, there's nothing after that. So why don't we just go straight to the Yaskil Yayim HaMisa? The person has a Yetzer, just jump into the thought of Yaskil Yayim HaMisa. So there's two schools of thought on how to answer this kasha. Ali Musr say that the Yaskil Yayim HaMisa won't help you unless you first go through the Kriya Shema and the Torah. And then Yaskil Yayim HaMisa will work. How many people think about Yayim HaMisa and they say to themselves, then I better live it up? Right? In English, there's an expression, eat, sleep, be merry, for tomorrow we shall, right? That's really what the Bali Musar are telling us. And if a person doesn't have the right cook and the right view, what does all the Yaskil Yayim HaMisa help him? It's not going to help him anything. He needs the Kriya Shema, he needs the Kabbalah Sal Malch Shemayim, the Torah, and then Yaskil Yayim HaMisa works. Daily Yisrael, throughout the Dairis, even put themselves inside an open grave to experience. What is it, Yaskil Yayim HaMisa? What does it mean? Meiris HaGadaylim, Rav Chaim Zaitchik brings down that Chavetz Chaim would periodically do that. I never heard that from Isaiah. To me, that was a very big chiddush. He says periodically the Chavetz Chaim, it's written there clearly in the Meiris HaGadaylim, it's a very accepted, it's something that a person can rely on, the Sefer Meiris HaGadaylim, Rav Chaim Zaitchik, that the Chavetz Chaim would periodically go to the back where he lived and lay on the ground, Yaskil Yayim HaMisa. As a matter of fact, Bali Musar bring down, and he brings that there as well, that this Rothschild, the famous Gvir Rothschild, he would stop his work at 12 o'clock, and he would disappear for about an hour. People didn't know where he went, but they got an inclination where he went, because when he came back, he was wearing tachrichim. Every time he would come back, he was wearing tachrichim. And they asked him, why are you wearing tachrichim? And he said, listen, I'm a rich person. I have all the wealth. Once a day I go, I'm Yaskil Yayim HaMisa. This keeps me in check. This is one school of thought. Then there's the Chassidish of Mahalach, to the Teretz, to this Kasha. And that is, that a person shouldn't be Yaskil Yayim HaMisa unless he needs to. Better to do it through Kriya Shema, better to do it through Torah, that doesn't work. So then, okay, listen, then you got to go out and, so to speak, the most serious thing that could help you. But if a person could do it through Kriya Shema, through Torah, it's better to do it that way. So this becomes the Mesillas Yesharim's Mahalach of his Boinenus. His Boinenus. See in Talmud Torah, says something extremely different. Eitzis Lahagel Latzmei Banova in Perik Beis. The first thing is to be Berech Me'akavit Kamash Yuchel. You have to be Berech Me'akavit as much as you could. Islamid al tzarak. Otherwise, a person can turn to be Balgaiva. I saw in the Meiris Hakdailim again something interesting. He explains why, when the Chafetz Chaim wrote his Sfarim, in the Shmiras Halosh in the Chafetz Chaim, the name was not in there. Chafetz Chaim did not put his name. While in the Sefer Mishneh Berurah, he did put his name. Huh? He did not put his name. He did, but Chafetz Chaim, he didn't. So he explains why. He says something very interesting, fascinating. Reb Chaim Zaitchik, I never knew this. He says, because originally when he went around selling the Chafetz Chaim, he refused to take the covet for it. So as a matter of fact, he didn't even go say to people that he was the author of it. He went around selling it as if he's the middleman for the person, whoever it was in Rotten, that wrote the Sefer. And when people asked him who he was, he would say, I'm just here to sell the Sefer. He didn't want anyone to recognize him. And because of that, he became known as the Chafetz Chaim, because he used to walk around peddling the Sefer. Because they didn't know his name, so they called him the Chafetz Chaim. Because it was after Reb Chaim Zaitchik in the Sefer. Now why did he write his name Mishneh Berurah? Because he said, like this, people could argue with me. It's a halacha Sefer. If I write this, they'll think, who knows who wrote it. Like this, they know. Yisrael Meir from Rabban wrote it. Like this, if anybody wants, he can argue with me. As they bring Reb Chaim Zaitchik in his Sefer Meiris HaGedolim. Beautiful. A second point that the Talmud Torah brings, and my mind is on the clock, don't worry, Rabbi, so we're almost there. Shiargil machshavtoi lirois bibizyonai. A person should train himself not to be offended. Not to be offended. Not to be makbid on his covet. Sheyargil machshavtoi lirois bebizyoinai. V'yoyimir emayoyish mnei odem en yoydim shuyusim. Mali mizah, so people don't respect me the way I want it. Rabbi Yisai, you don't have to be a big Rosh Hashiva to feel that. Even if one's home, sometimes relatives don't give you the proper respect. Is vas. No. This is yargil atzmei lanov. I say this, Zatzal always told me that the Chafetz Chaim would lament. He would always say, Vos vetshein zayn mit Yisrael meir loss of love. Nishgat genug bizyoynis of der Welt. People treated him nicely, people respected him, and he lamented the fact that he didn't have those bizyoynis. Remember, I say, using the words, the exact words of the Chafetz Chaim, we dread bizyaynis. And the Chafetz Chaim was wishing he would get more bizyaynis.
What is bizyaynis?
Embarrassment. Not the proper treatment that people expect, that they should be treated properly. Okay. Because you spoke out in the middle of the shir, you reminded me of a story. Okay, I'll tell you a beautiful story. Isaiah Zatzal was a rav in a city called Lukach. In Queens, in Kew Garden Hills, there was a family rachwiger. The father was from Lukach. And I heard this from the son, who is now, of course, a grandfather, his son was my friend, but we grew up together, and he said to me, I want to tell you something. My father was from Lukács. Yosei, there was a Rav in Lukács. At my chasana, my father went to Yosei and asked him to be Masada Kedushin at the wedding. Ein Rav. I didn't know about this, so I went over to my Rebbe from Chafetz Chaim Yeshiva, where I was learning Smicha. I think it was Rav Paltiel. He wrote a sefer, Yad Paltiel. I forgot the last name of the Rosh Yeshiva. He was the Boichin for Yerideya that time in Chafetz Chaim Yeshiva. What was his name? Friend, Paltiel. Okay. It's supposed to be a chash of a person. I only know him, I saw the sefer, and I know because his family, Rachuger, told me that. And I asked my Rosh Hashiva to Masada Kedushin. I came home and I told my father. And I said, Ta, you know, I asked my Rosh Hashiva. He said, how'd you ask your Rosh Hashiva? I went and I asked already the Rav. So he says, you'll have to cancel. I asked my Rosh Hashiva. So the father said, no, you'll have to cancel. I'm making the wedding. And I already asked the Rav. He tells me he didn't know what to do. There was a dilemma between the two of them. Who should cancel? You know, Mr. Rachvig is a wonderful person. He says, I left it up to the Eibishter. And I said, whatever happens, happens. And I came to the chasana, yeah, thinking, I hope this works out. Because here, this Alter Rav is coming to Masada Kedushin. My Rebbe is also coming to Masada Kedushin. So he told me that Avad had worked out. How did it work out? He said, Yosei, there was a Rav already for so many years. He was busy with Masada Kedushin so many times. He came the last minute. And I was, he had other things to do. My Rosh Yeshiva, my Rebbe, it was from the first times he was doing it. It was a big thing for him. So he was there early and everything. So he sat down to start writing the Ksuba. And your Zayda came, and he sits down, and he starts to realize right away that something's wrong. He's not being Masada Kedushin. He says, my Rebbe had Derech Eretz. My Rebbe understood that he still needed from my Zayda to ask him a few questions on how to write certain names, you know. So he turned around, and he said, you know what, Rav Alkin, you're much older than me. Why don't you be Masada Kedushin? You helped me write the Ksuba anyway. My Zayda said, "B'shum oifen not." He said, first of all, you started, you were asked, you need to do it. Second of all, ich bin shenal al terav, I did it so many times. Fakert, it's a good experience for you, you're going to have to do it in the future. Like this, go ahead, you do it. Okay? So he tells me, he couldn't believe, Mayridik achna, al terav, head for a younger man. He was a younger man at the time, this Rebbe. So he told me what happened. It's just a beautiful story. The story continues. He says, you think that's the only batch up I did? You know me, he says. I make all these mistakes all the time. Instead of putting your Zayda on the head table with all the other Rabbanim, I put him with the Lukács Yidden. So he was sitting at the table with all the Lukács Yidden. Yeah. All the Rabbanim are sitting at the table. And the minute me and my Kala realized this, we jumped up and we ran over to and we said, Rabbi, please, we're so sorry, it's such a mistake that we put you at this table. To which he responded, he said, first of all, it's not a big deal. I am a Lukács. What's wrong? I'm not a Lukács. Second of all, he told him, you think it's nice if I get up now and show these people that they're not chashev enough and I have to go sit at the head table? He took out his wedding album and he showed me the picture of the table that my Zayda was sitting at. Okay? It's not like today, Rabbi, I say. Today, the tables at the chasanas don't look... There's this men and there's ladies separate and there's... black hats. Even for my mold, didn't look like that. And my Zayda refused to get up and be mevaz of these people. And he sat with them. And he shows me this picture. And then he says, and now I want to show you something gore interesting. Yuzeida was machnia himself. He was humble. He was mevatel himself, the covet of this Masada Kedushin, of a young Talmud Chacham, as well as the people at the table. Could you look through my wedding album? Tell me, who was Masada Kedushin at my wedding? I said, I don't understand what you're talking about. What do you mean? He says, look. And I'm looking. I only see one picture. Three different shots of it. Under the chuppah. My Zayd. So he says, you know what the funniest thing is? The photographer, for some reason, every time he took a shot of the Masada Kedushin, it got blocked. So we only have pictures under the chuppah of your Zayd. So whoever looks at our chasna picture assumes that your Zayd was the Masada Kedushin at the wedding. And he gave me a copy, both pictures. Okay? You know, Rabbi Isaiah, humility, achna, you think that it's a bizayin. Yeah? You think that what happens is a person, he acts humble, it's a bizayin, it's not bizayin. Fakert, this is the greatest COVID, this is the greatest, by the Rabbeinu Shlom, bizayinus is ashenesach, it's mechaper oven. I just want to end with the last thing of the Talmud Dvar. The Talmud Dvar brings down, and this is really why I brought it out, Shiyakshay, the third ingredient in the protocol on how to reach Anava, says the Talmud Dvar, Shiyakshay v'al avaynos of Talmud. He should think, you know, I have avaris. I'm not such a big tzaddik like I think I am, or that I want people to think I am. David HaMelech says, the Chatasi Negdi Summit, it's always there. Anava, it was humility. And he brings this to Talmud Dvar Barichas that a person should, and with this I'll end with a story that Reb Chaim Zaitchik Taka brings from the Chafetz Chaim. He says that they once came in to the house of the Chafetz Chaim Shabbos afternoon, and they asked him, give Musar, give us Musar, the Bachram asked. You know, a lot of people get up and they give Musar. They rank the Olam out. They mamish. They rip the Olam to pieces. The Chafetz Chaim never did that. I heard this from Isaiah, and Reb Chaim Zaitchik says the same point. Even as Musar shmuz and war, come, let's discuss together. Actually, I'm talking about myself, and maybe you could also gain from what I'm talking about. He never directly gave Musar. Reb Chaim Zaitchik says that time that they asked for Musar, he broke out and he cried and he said, I should give you Musar? How could Yisrael Meir give Musar? If I'm a balaveira myself, I don't have the proper Yirish Shemayim that I'm supposed to have. I'm Torah, I'm nowhere near where I should be learning. As they bring to a Maisa from the Chofetz Chaim, like I said, it's a reliable sefer, Reb Chaim Zaitchik sefer. It's been combed through to perfection. You hear what anav is? You hear Rabbi say? When a person comes, he brings a carbon. It brings a tremendous hachna, a tremendous humility. And this humility is pelev, vayakar. You see how Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm no different than Bilam. No different than Bilam. What are you talking? What's rats to Meisher Avinu? You don't see a difference that to Bilam, the Rebbeinu Shlomo Vayaka. You want to write, put yourself in the same Madrega as Bilam. And the answer is, you see, from the Meis of the Chofetz Chaim, to his own Talmidim. His own Talmidim. Imagine if Shivu comes to his Talmidim and says, I really can't give you Musa because I'm a Balaveira. Balaveira. I say achna, anova, achna, and anova. The main insight is, which I think for us, I don't think we should walk around thinking we're such big bali aveira, but at least the second point of the time of dvaira. Shal yak bal bizyaynei. All right, so the guy said it. So the guy did it. And this Ravaisai is the carbon of today. We don't have carbonas today. We don't have it. So what is the way that a person can mekayim that he should be in this kapra of Einoisa? It's spotless. Hanava. Hachna. Aleph Zivra.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.